Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money Talk.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Not a good day on the markets at all yesterday.
Let's check in with Money Talk's Rick Applegate.
Good morning, fellas. The major stock indexes broke their winning streak yesterday to close lower on weak economic reports that were released. It began before U.S. markets had opened with news from Europe that the European Union's manufacturing sector was officially in a contraction. After the morning bell rang on Wall Street, quite a few disappointing U.S. economic releases came out rapidly. Each one chipping away at market optimism that's been driving stocks higher. The Philadelphia Business Outlook Index announced it suffered its largest drop in 8 years. Core durable goods orders were lower for a second consecutive month. A February manufacturing index hit a 17-month low, and leading economic indicators contracted for a second month. As if that wasn't enough, existing home sales in January dropped lower from their 3-year low point that had been previously announced about December sales. The Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 103 points, the S&P 500 was down 9 points, and the NASDAQ lost 29 points. Perhaps the good news was the stock market losses were limited to about 0.3% overall, though the healthcare and energy sectors recorded much steeper declines on the day. Another point of optimism I'll add is that mortgage rates are at their lowest level in over a year, which could set up the housing market for a strong spring selling season. Meanwhile, U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have apparently worked out a set of general agreements, but now the devil is in the details of drafting language acceptable to both parties. A March 1 deadline before U.S. trade tariffs on Chinese products go higher is quickly approaching. Stock futures look for a bounce back at the opening bell, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
Have a great weekend, Rick.
Enjoy it yourselves.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Root & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.